This is Dunhuang. At first glance, it looks like your average medium-sized Chinese town. But this is a settlement with a unique history. An ancient oasis town lying on the old Silk Road, Dunhuang was once a bustling trading crossroads and today is a city of huge archaeological significance. However, this oasis in the desert now finds itself slowly being claimed back by the surrounding dunes. Local officials are now fighting to prevent their town from suffering the same fate that befell similar towns, such as Luolan to the west, which fell to the desert around 1,500 years ago. We spoke to Liu Jianying, the head of the local forestry department, to see what they are doing to deal with the situation.
Historically, Dunhuang has always been close to water. The surrounding areas had a lot of pasture land and water resources. During the Han Dynasty, you could row boats on the Shulo River. But later on, Dunhuang was affected by environmental change as a whole. The main way we've been fighting desertification is by strictly enforcing three policies: forbidding opening up land for farming, inward migration, and forbidding digging wells.
Officials have also introduced a triple-pronged attack on desertification, planting trees, encouraging farmers to plant special crops, and raising awareness about environmental protection in general.
At the moment, we are giving villages, giving every rural household a task. The first is that every single person has to pay a green fee. The second is that every person has to take part once or twice in tree planting activities.
With these measures in place, local farmers have begun to notice a difference in their environment.
These days, desertification has more or less been halted. If it hadn't been halted, then now in the winter, the wind would be blowing every day. That means they've increased the woodland protection belt, so we get less of it. Desertification is happening less. It's just not as fierce as before.
The environment is better than before. In the past, there was less land and less trees. These days, land and trees have both increased. It's true.
But the challenges are not over yet.
It's still not looking good. The situation is quite serious. We still have to put more initiatives in place if we're going to keep the Dunhuang Oasis and slow down the speed at which the oasis shrinks.
For CRI, I'm Natalie Thomas.